Andy, real quick before we come out to you guys for the second half. Pickerington Central has scored. They have tied it up with 14 with Davidson. So, man, we've got some great games heading down the wire.
Oh, Nelly. And we got a good one here, too. 14-7 as we get ready to start the second half. And your stats look like this. Licking Heights more than 3-1 over Newark Catholic in offense. 284-82. 166 rushing to -8 for Newark Catholic. 118 passing to 90 for the Green Wave. 11-7 in first downs. Lucky numbers for the Hornets. They have 8 penalties for 75 yards. Only 1 for 5 yards against Newark Catholic. Each team with a turnover. Ryder, 8-14 passing, 118 yards. 7 carries, 68 yards. Wilson, 5 carries, 34 yards and a touchdown. Vickens, 3 catches for 50. Pierce, 7-17 passing, 90 yards and a touchdown. Canning, 6 carries, 47 yards. And those are the numbers, Larry, from the first half. And we've got more of a ball game than some folks thought.
Well, the yardage disparity is, it really tells a tale. However, Newark Catholic's not going away. It just won't do it.
And here's the kick by Mollison to start the second half. The return's going to start from the 23 up across the 30, 35 to the 40. Return of some 21 yards on the play by Myers, and that is where Newark Catholic will start, just across the 40, 8 seconds into the second half. Again, if you're just joining us, different quarterback than they had in the past, as Mr. Carlisle went down with an injury last week. So Matt Carlisle on the shelf. Lucas Pierce, who's a wideout, comes back into the backfield to be the quarterback, 6'3", 188. And he had 8 catches for 100 yards. Coming into this game, Larry, he was 1 of 2 passing for 10 yards. So first and 10 from the 41-yard line. And this is Mikey Canning up across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
I don't know whether that was planned or not planned, but that was a direct snap to Mikey.
Yeah, I'm not sure because Pierce was right there, too, and he said, oh, you caught the ball, you can have it almost. Yeah. Some of the Green Wave almost look like they have new jerseys on to start the second half. In the offensive line, they should not be that clean. Up front, by the way, is Connor Harmon, along with Liam Kirkpatrick, Tyler Clark, Alex Lupton, and Nate Williams in the interior five. Gain of a couple on the play to the 43, second and 8. 40 ticks into the second half. Licking Heights up by a touchdown, 14-7. 3 wide to the top. Myers, the middle of the 3. Pegger nearest to us. Back to throw is Pierce, looking, buying time, going long downfield. The pass is going to be incomplete. And the wide receiver, Myers, had to play defensive back on the play and basically drill Mitchell Polkis so he didn't come up with the football.
Yeah, Mitchell was waiting for the ball there. If he had a high point and come back to the ball, he had either gotten an offensive pass interference or a pick. But he chose to just, you know, go up for the ball and wait for it. And the offensive man was able to break the pass up.
So it is now third down at 8, checking in with a play from the sidelines is Slater Evans. Relays the information to Lucas Pierce. Evans a wideout. Mason Lohr was injured in the first half. We do not see him out there in the second half. We'll see even more of Sam Pegger and Slater Evans. On a third down and 8, showing blitz from the outside. Are they coming? I think they violated outside. The neutral zone.
Yep.
Encroachment on the defense.
Encroachment.
Yeah, the outside linebacker kept cheating up, and he had at least one step in the neutral zone. So 5 more for the Green Wave. We'll put the ball at the 48-yard line. That's what, the 9th penalty now? On the Hornets, so it'll be third down and a short 3 with 11:06 left to go in the third.
It's one of the things that Licking Heights needs to fix. They're too good a football team to have too many penalties. And they just can't. You're not going to be able to win big ball games that way.
Penalties of aggression have cost them third down and 3 now. Pierce pumps, looks, pressure on, rolls, guns underneath, pass is incomplete. Was looking for Pegger, who tried to come back to the football, and the pass was a little to the outside, so it's going to be fourth down and 3, and we'll see if it's a punting situation. Looks like Heineman and company will come back on the field.
The way this game started, I mean, it was 14-0 early. You thought, well, Licking Heights is just going to be dominant, and they've just found a way not to be so far. So this might change.
Although the yardage tells a different tale than the score actually does, right? So Heinerman's in there to punt, standing back at around his 37-yard line. They're going back with the 3 deep men again because we mentioned it. Coach Waters told me, I do not like the balls that hit on the turf and are not returned on punts. We give up 15 yards. So they go with a triad back deep, a line drive kick. Somebody's going to have to field it, and they will at the 16. It'll be sharp. Zion to the 20. He's got room. 25, near side 30, up to the 35, and whipped out of bounds on the play. And grabbing him by the shoulders and tossing him out of bounds is number 11. That's Julian Brown. Julian, who we called JT last year, but they said call him Julian this year, so we do. Look at Mucky Canning's jersey. Now, that's a football player, right?
Yep.
36 yards on the punt and 19 on the return, so a net of 17. First and 10 for the Hornets from the 35, going left to right near hash on what has turned out to be a decent evening after a 90-minute wait because of lightning and rain in the area. But basically, lightning caused multiple delays. That's why we had a preview show that went from 6 to about 8:28 tonight.
Triple stack.
We saw that a lot in the first half. That's the way they start this drive. We'll see if they try to grind it out. They hand it off the left side, and boy, there is nothing there that time. As Chapman tried to turn the corner, and he is drilled as he turns the corner. Canning was waiting for him. Canning plays bigger than his size, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And one of the things that North Carolina has made the adjustment to now is when Heights goes to that triple stack, they're putting nine in the box. They've got four down linemen, a stand-up end, and then they've got four linebackers in there. They're bringing the corners in tight, so it's a 5-4 defense.
A loss of about a half yard. Second down, more than 10. Triple stack again. And a handoff. Second man through, and that is Wilson. Cody gets it up to around the 40, maybe the 41-yard line. Nearly hurdled a player, which is a penalty, but got it up to the 41-yard line. So it'll be a nice gain on second down. It'll set up a third and four from the 41. Cody Wilson, 5'9", 185, and a junior.
All these series are huge for North Catholic. They need to get off the field as early as possible in every series because they'll get worn out.
Triple stack again. Handoff. Pushing the pile. That is Goins, and he's got the first down. Goins right along the hash mark. Near side went straight ahead. North-south to the 46-yard line. That will move the sticks. So first and 10 now, Linking Heights, 3-1 on the season. Newark Catholic comes in at 1-3 on the campaign. Two teams from the Licking County League, of course, North Catholic in the Cardinal. And when you look at Licking Heights, they are in the Buckeye. They're Division II, Region 7. And Newark Catholic, Division 6, Region 23. First and 10 from the 46. Second man through, gets the handoff again. And again, that is Goins. And he gets up to midfield, picks up about four on the play. So you'd be happy with four to crack, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And right now, Licking Heights is just trying to exert their will on Newark Catholic. And they're going to try and wear them out here. They're going to try and pound them and pound them and pound them if they can. As long as they don't make mistakes with penalties, they'll have the ability to do that.
Scoring recap, Ryder took it in from 2 yards out. Wilson added the PAT, then Sharp from 10 yards out, also in the first quarter, 14-0. Then Pierce, a beautiful pass to Myers from 13 yards, made it 14-7, handoff off the right side, and they are staying right along that right hash mark, Larry. Nothing fancy, just trying to drill the ball right up the gut. They'll pick up about three more as Chapman on the carry this time.
Well, it's a big third and three here. And again, North Catholic has to get off the field. Now, it could be four down territory.
And a hit made by Alex Lupton on the play.
Even though you're at the 47 going in and you'd be smart to punt the ball into the end zone, you could possess this ball and take it right down the field if you're careful with it.
Again, tight set. Triple stack guy again. Second man through, gets the handoff, has the first down, carries defenders inside the 40. That's Cody Wilson on the carry. He's got it down to the 39 and another Licking Heights first down. And now the Green Wave a little slow to get to their feet. A couple of guys methodical and getting up off the turf. Connor Rosink is one. The other one is Liam Kirkpatrick.
He certainly does. He can move a lot. He has guys
shaped
all over. He just keeps
on going. You know, they got some size in that offensive line, too. You look at Reed Holsky, 6'6", 265, and a junior. They call him the anchor of the line. And he's along that right side. Triple stack. Little play action move this time. Keep by Ryder inside the 35 to the 30 to the outside 25. Ryder 20, 15, and brought down inside the 15-yard line. So they pounded inside, they pounded out inside, and then Ryder on the keeper takes it around the left side and gets a big gainer.
Well, it's basically the counter tray, except instead of the tailback getting the counter, the quarterback naked bootleg to the left, and they pulled the guard and the tackle from the backside, and they had a convoy out front.
Gain of 27 yards on the play. First and 10 now for the Hornets at the 13-yard line, now at the far hash, going left to right here in this third quarter. Up by 7 and looking for more. Again, they triple stack it. Power football. Second man through. That is Goins. Fights, churns, spins inside the 10. Backs his way inside the 3 to the 2 and falls down near the 1-yard line.
That's going to be another first down, Randy.
It'll be first and goal, and he backed his way for the last 5 yards. And this is in-your-face, smash-mouth football. First and goal inside the three.
Well, this is what we kind of thought from the outset that Licking Heights might be able to do to the Green Lions.
Triple stack again. Second man through, gets the handoff, and that is Goins, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown. And the coaching staff is cheering, exuberant along the near side for the Hornets, and they make it 20-7 with 7:33 left to go here in the third.
That was a very impressive drive. I mean, very impressive drive. Give the ball to your best running backs. Keep it with your quarterback on the outside on a naked boot. Very, very, very effective.
Mongo got angry, and that's what happened. Extra point time to make it 21-7. Plenty of leg. Kick is up and good. And about four and a half into the third, it's 21-7. Licking Heights. We'll take a break right here on the Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Guys, Pickerington Central and Hilliard-Davidson have gone to overtime, tied at 14. Davidson fumbles on the first play, so let's see if the Tigers can capitalize.
And here it's 21-7 as Goins takes it the last 2 yards. Willis in the PAT, 9 plays, 65 yards, 3:14 off the clock. Ryder now. He's got 8 carries for 95 yards and a touchdown. 8 of 14 passing for 118 yards. The kick is high, and it dribbles along the ground. Then on a couple of hops, scooped up inside the 25, up to the 27-yard line, and that is it. Short return that time for the Green Wave. As that time coming up with the ball and paying the price is Julian Brown. And now the Green Wave face, Larry, a 2-touchdown deficit in this contest.
Well, certainly it's not insurmountable. What they need to do is find something else besides this short passing game that works. And they're going to have to run the football a little bit to keep them honest. Maybe some screen passes, some delays, some draws, something that's misdirection on this wet field.
So first and 10 from the 26, and the last man on the field for Newark Catholic is the quarterback, Lucas Pierce. So we mentioned just one of two passing coming to this contest. A member of the National Honor Society who has volunteered in the past of the local food pantry. He's got two wide to the bottom, one to the top, one back in the backfield. That's Canning to his right. Pierce straight back to throw, looking, gunning, and the pass is going to be tipped and caught by Myers. On the deflection, Myers did not catch the ball. Looked like he had it, had a chance after the tip by Goins, and Myers tried to readjust his body, falling to the sidelines and couldn't trail it. Lost the handle, so the pass falls incomplete. Second and 10, 7:19 left to go in the third.
That was the wheel route. They run the curl flat, curl flat, curl flat, and this time they turned the flat route up on a wheel, and they just underthrew that by about 2 or 3 inches.
Brandon Buchanan checks in with the play from Coach Aiello and company. He'll go to the top of the set. Also Myers to that side. Pegger there as well. One back in the backfield. It's Canning to the left. Up Pierce, who nearly gets them to encroach, and maybe he did get them to violate the neutral zone. They toss the flag. The linesman confers with Bruce Maurer.
I mean, that's just like giving up a 5-yard gain on first down.
No, it's a false start on the offense.
Whoa.
Nope. Wait a second. Bruce thought it was a false start. He rotated his arms as a dead ball. Let's wait and see if it's a false start on the offense or coach on the defense.
The line judge on this side clearly called offside.
He did, and then the linesman tossed his flag on the far side afterwards. So now they're going to confer, get that triad along with the umpire together. And again, the back judge and the center judge are lonely all by themselves. So now we're going to get false start on the offense. So it's second and 15, so something happened up front on the offensive line.
Somebody must have moved.
It's up second and 15.
Because the defender definitely jumped, and so obviously somebody on the offensive side over on the other side must have moved.
A pre-flinch, if you will. Second down and 15 from the 21-yard line. Pierce back to throw. Looking, rolling to his right, looking, gunning on the out pattern. Pass is complete across the 30, flag down on the play. And up to the 38-yard line is Pegger on the play, but there's a flag back at the 18. And we're coming back. It'll be
looks like it's
going to
be a hold or a chop block or something.
Bruce Maurer coming our way. waiting for the signal with 7:10 left to go. And holding is the call against for Kathleen. So it negates a nice pass play to Pegger. So now, North Catholic, their own worst enemy. What was a first and 10? It's not going to be second and much longer.
Well, it was a first and 10, then it was a second and 5 for about a minute, then it became a second and 15, and now it's a second and a bunch.
The ball's going to be down to the 11-yard line. They need to get it up to the 36, so they need 25 yards. Not the start the Green Wave wanted in the second half. Half right.
Green.
So they need 25. Slater Evans checks in. He's going to go to the top.
I think Lincoln Heights is going to have to help them. If North Catholic's going to get out of this hole, they're going to need help.
And Pierce with late instructions now to Canning. He checks out of the backfield. Now comes back into the backfield and adjusts to the left of Pierce. Now he moves to the right per Pierce. From the gun. They snap it. And on the delay, hands it off to Canning. That draw was effective in the first half, but this time a triangle waits for him when he hits the 15-yard line. So they gained about 22 yards in the first half, but this time they only get it up to about the 15. Let's see if they give him forward progress to the 16 or 17. They'll mark it at the 17-yard line, but they still need to get it up to the 36, so they need 19 more with 6:50 left to go on this third down forthcoming.
Well, that was a pretty good play, though. I mean, that's a play that once you get the misdirection going and you get them on this wet field, you've got a chance.
Evans again with the play. Relays it to Pierce. Got a 19-yard play there in your bag of tricks, Larry?
No.
Okay.
There you have half of that, and you can punt it. But that's about it.
Three wide to the top. Pierce rolling that way, looking, and gunning on the out pattern. Underthrows the pass at the 27-yard line. They would not have got the first down anyway. So the pass was intended for Pegger, falls incomplete. Now it's 4th and 19, and it's Heierman coming on the field to punt again.
I apologize, we do not have a name for punting. Number 62, he is on the punt.
They want to know who number 62 is in the PA system. I'll let them know when we go to a break. How's that? We are here to help tonight. We've helped in a multitude of ways already.
Absolutely.
Scoring and
as far as we know, anyhow.
Yeah. We do what we can, you know. We're the visitors with a smile. We're the welcome wagon of high school football. Heinerman standing back at his own 4-yard line.
It's already deep out there. We don't need to make it any deeper.
There's the kick. It is a low line drive affair and a takedown along the far side of the
Absolutely.
Field.
Absolutely.
And there's a flag.
And that's going to be a personal foul.
And again, taken down on the play big time was Julian Brown along the far side, right at the 35-yard line. That's, what is it, 2 or 3 points for a takedown there?
That's 2 points for a takedown.
And holding is the call against the defense.
Now, will that be at the end of the kick? Or the end? It should be the end of the kick.
They'd already snapped the ball in the fourth down play. So we'll mark the ball back from the spot of the infraction and add the yardage to it. So Licking Heights will have possession of the football, but they'll be marched back. Instead of having the ball at the 40-yard line in York Catholic territory, they'll have it just on the other side of the 50 at their own 49-yard line.
First down, Hornets to their 49-yard line.
So first and 10 from the 49 for the Hornets. Up 21-7 in this one.
That's another one. That's just a silly penalty. Because it was an absolute takedown.
Yeah.
Just grabbed him by both hands and literally just hip-tossed him right to the ground.
Got to fix the sticks. That's why we stopped action and sit fourth down. They fix it now to first down.
We don't need to stop anymore.
Sorry, sir. I'll do the
all
best
your
I can.
Fault. It's all your fault.
Triple stack. Third man through. Gets the handoff. Wilson trying to bounce it outside. Midfield, 45. Down to the 40. And knocked out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So a nice gain of about 14 on the play.
You can sense and feel that the field beginning to tilt in Licking Heights' way. They're wearing them out. And this triple stack is doing it.
Yeah, just beating them up. As I said, Hartley football, basically. You know, not the 11 men in a phone booth like they do exactly, but pretty much tight set, no wideouts, triple stack, and just using that size advantage. They average about 30 pounds more than Newark Catholic. They barely get the handoff to Goins that time, and that time Newark Catholic stands him up, but still at the 36-yard line, he's fighting down to the 33-yard line. And then push back to the 34. And again, the legs were still churning. There was still some momentum. And the whistle was not blown. The locals here that favor the Hornets wonder why the play wasn't stopped. If you want to change, folks, change the rules. That there is the rule. So the ball is going to be marked at the 33-yard line. So they pick up four. It'll be second down and six. And you just sense right now that it's four down territory.
Oh,
no matter what.
They're going for the knockout punch right now.
They muddle a long time in the huddle. Now come immediately up to the line. Again, triple stack the eye. And the third man through is Chapman, and Chapman got a gain of only one, perhaps two on the play as Mikey Canning came up and grabbed him by the ankles and didn't let go as he turned around the 34 and spun down to the 33. And Canning has been active on both sides of the football tonight, hasn't he?
He's doing everything for him. And he's playing every snap, every special team, he does it all. So he's going to get a good night's sleep tonight, I guarantee it.
He is not alone.
No, that's right.
Clock melts down to 4:40 left to go in the third. 21-7, Licking Heights on top. Again, they go with three backs. Equally spaced in the backfield. Second man through, that's Wilson. Churns and got a yard, and that was it. Great penetration that time by Kirkpatrick. You're right. He just grabbed him and hog-tied him down.
Has a good old-fashioned get in behind in the wrestling move and take him to the mat.
Mesquite Rodeo comes to Pataskala.
Eat or do.
Thank you very much, sir.
He had a rope out. He was going to tie the legs together.
You ever seen a rodeo?
I have. I saw the World Championships actually in Salt Lake City one year.
A lot more violent than I thought it would be.
It's pretty awesome, actually. They're pretty good athletes.
Fourth down and six. So now they go with their standard four wide out set as they need more than just a couple yards. So two wide to either side. And the snap dribbles back. They throw it on the out pattern and still complete the pass for the first down. That ball barely had enough oomph to roll back to Ryder, the quarterback. And on the out pattern, he hit Spencer Vinken for the first down.
Well, Drew Hess was in coverage out there in the flats, and his feet were moving, but he wasn't gaining any ground. He just was mudding in one place.
Larry,
funny.
High school football, do you ever have more than one set of shoes?
No, you usually don't. I mean, most of the kids I coached only had one pair of shoes, period.
Yeah. So. I didn't know if you had,
you wear them and you scrub them up and you put them in the shower and you clean them up and you let them out to dry and hope they don't crack tomorrow morning.
First and 10 from the 23-yard line. The third man through, can't get the ball. They lose the handle, and who's going to get it? Newark Catholic fights for it, and Liam Kirkpatrick's going to come up with a football at the 37-yard line.
Now, that is the second time we've seen somebody come through the A-gap. I'm not sure who it was exactly, but they came right next to the center and grabbed the quarterback before he could hand the ball off to the tailback.
So Newark Catholic, again, staying alive.
Barely.
And get the ball back now at the 37-yard line. The problem is they have to make something happen offensively.
Well, they need a play. You know what I mean? They need something to get them energized, to get them within one score. And they don't have the foot speed to do it.
Nate Pack checks into the defensive line now for the Hornets. First and 10 for the Green Wave from the 37-yard line. Back to throw. And the pass from Pierce is complete to Myers. He's got the catch at midfield. Picks up about 14 on the play, and that'll be enough for a first down. 3:36 left to go in quarter number three.
That ball is right on target, hit him right between the numbers. A good little, again, it's one of those curl routes or stop routes, but it was a deep route at about 14 yards. Just turned around and sat in the open area of the zone.
So first and 10 now for the Green Wave from the 50-yard line. Hornets looking for an answer on defense. They're up by 14, 21-7, 3:27 and ticking here in the third. They go with three wide to the bottom. Pegger is there along with Myers and Evans. Canning in the backfield. Straight back to throw is Pierce. Looking, rolling, and trying to fit
goodness.
It in and got the pass into Myers, who caught the ball at the 32-yard line. That was a low rope down at the 32-yard line near hatch. I thought that perhaps Pierce would run the ball, but, man, he just drilled that thing down to the 32-yard line.
Threw a 18. Dart. He Woo. Threw a dart, and Myers was right there on the turf to catch it. That ball wasn't 8 inches off the turf. A great throw, a great catch. And it was into coverage. There's nothing he could do. It was the only soft spot in the zone, but they had coverage on top and underneath.
Slavo checks out. They go with more size up front now defensively, and Reed Hulsky, who checks in at 6'6 and 265. First and 10, Green Wave now from the 32-yard line. 2:52 left to go in the third, down by 14. The threesome wide at the top this time on the quarterback draw. Pierce rolling to the outside, inside the 30, and that's about it. Got a couple on the play before he's pushed out for the Hornets by number 7, Sharif Calhoun, coming up from the secondary. Sharif, returning starter, 5'10", 155, and a senior. has caused one fumble already on the season. 2:41 left to go. It'll be second down and 8 after a gain of 2, and Evans checks in with a play. Jim Winters is the offensive coordinator for Newark Catholic. Multiple looks. Penalties have hurt them some this season as well, too, but not to the level as it's hurt Licking Heights so far in the first 5 weeks. Again, the triad goes to the top this time, handing in the backfield. Pierce rolling out of the gun, looking across the middle, and I'm not sure where that was going. It almost looked like it hit a lineman.
It did hit a lineman, and I'm not sure where that was going either because there was really no receiver in the area.
If he batted that ball down, he batted it right back to Daniel.
Third down and 8 now from the 30-yard line near hash. Green Wave going right to left here in the third quarter, down by 14 points, 1-3 on the campaign, Licking Heights at 3-1. And next week for the Green Wave, they take on Utica at home at Whitefield.
Let's go, CJ!
All right, this time they go with the three-wide set to the top again, and this time Canning readjusts to the left of Pierce on his third down and 8 from the 30. So they look across the middle again. Pierce slides as he plants, looks downfield, and the pass from Myers incomplete. Good coverage defensively, a nicely thrown ball that time. But coverage, I think that was Wilson who got a paw in there to knock it away.
That was just thrown on his hip. If it had been thrown out front, he had about a half a step where that ball would have had to be perfect. But if he could have thrown it out front, it would have been a catch.
Okay, now you need to contemplate 8 yards. So do you look for something a little shorter here?
Well, you got to get the first down. I mean, that's a critical part. But they need something. And this, I know we're getting to a point now where you don't want to wait to the very end, but a nice little 5 or 6 yard hook route with a lateral, you know, something like that on a wet field where you can get a nice little stop route short of the marker because the defense is going to defend the marker here.
Three wide to the top of the set. On a 4th and 8, straight back to throw. Pierce looking across the middle. Pass is caught. It's complete. Flag on the play. The pass is complete to the 21-yard line. Catch is made by number 23. That's Brandon Buchanan.
It's going to be a holding on the defense.
It is.
We have a flag on the play.
Now, is it a first down? If it's not a first down, they'll take the penalty.
I thought where he initially caught the ball, it was, but then he got pushed back. The flag's at the 23. The sticks are at the 22. But I thought he was actually at the 21-yard line, but I don't think he's going to get the forward progress.
Well, he's going to get the first down one way or the other.
Yeah. Holding is the call. They'll take it back to the near hash. They'll mark it that way from the 30 down to the 25 to the 20-yard line, and that will give them a first down with 2:24 left to go, so they'll keep the drive alive. You know, just about the time you think the Green Wave is battered and beaten and they're flooding themselves, they yep. find a way to stay alive.
Well, they're all of that. They are battered. They are beaten. They just won't quit. It's a Newark Catholic thing. They won't quit. Of course, we see it every week. We're lucky enough to do a league where every team just won't quit.
Amen.
It's kind of fun.
First and 10 from the 20. Three buddies to the top. Pierce has Canning to his right. On the quarterback drop. Pierce looks for a gap inside the 20 to the 15. Shake and bait inside the 10 and brought down right there near the sticks in the first down at the 10-yard line. And again, hit made on the play by number 7, and that is Sharif Calhoun. So we got a couple of Green Waves down on their knees at the 10-yard line. Myers, one of them, he readjusting his shoe there, and so is one of the offensive linemen, too. The ball just inside the 10, so it is first and goal now for the Green Wave with 1:53 left to go.
Well, Catholic's got to punch this in. They haven't been this deep in Licking Heights territory all night except for the first score. They've got to get this one in the end zone.
This is only the Green Wave's second.
Do you run it on a first down play here?
They got to get the play in. They're going to have to burn a timeout here.
Yeah, they're taking too long. With 12 on the clock, and they'll just wait now and yep. burn a timeout. Down to 6 on the play clock, and that will do it. They'll take a timeout. 1:51 left to go. We'll take a break of 30 seconds. The CCL Game of the Week here on the Bob Boyd Auto Family Special presentation about Newark Catholic on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Guys, Jack Foley is having a heck of a game. He's got four touchdowns now, and Reedy leads Liberty Union 35-7. And Watterson has tied up Benedictine. They're knotted up at 14.
There's a perfect example of a team that will not back down.
They're not smart enough to quit. You know what I mean? There's times when you just have said, no, we can't win. They won't do it. They refuse to give in. It's crazy, but we see it every week.
Wow.
We see it every week. And it's fun that way.
We go back to that Olentangy Orange game where nobody gave them a chance, and they hung on, and fought back, got the late touchdown to win it. First and goal inside the 10 now for the Green Wave, down by 14, 1:51 left to go in the third. Pierce looking right, then left, and then throwing, and there's contact galore in the end zone. But they're going to say both guys are just kind of turning and trying to right themselves, and nobody got an advantage there, so 1:46 left to go.
That's probably a good no call there. The receiver tried to make a cut. The defender tried to make a cut. And they both kind of collided and fell down.
So second and goal. What do you think here?
Well, that draw play has been a good play for them all night. So, and they're in the right formation.
Buchanan widest to the top, along with Myers to that side. And Pegger handing in the backfield, rolling is Pierce, directing traffic, throwing in the end zone, diving attempt for a touchdown catch, and it's made again. And does it go to Myers? I think it does.
What a tremendous catch. Parallel to the ground, a complete dive.
Or is that Pegger along the far side?
That pass was rolled in by number 20, Grant Myers.
It is Myers. I was correct. So Myers makes the catch, the second touchdown catch for him in this contest. And now it's 21-13. And you saw Pierce directing traffic just for Myers, saying, go and I'll lead you, and you're going to have to sell out and dive. And he went to the prone position and made the catch for the touchdown. Hour to make it 21-14. Snap, kick, it is up. It's a seven-point game, 1:38. Let's go on to third. Stick around. Wake up late tomorrow morning. This is the Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street, with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Guys, the Pickerington schools both had huge games tonight. We told you Central and Davidson were going to overtime. Central kicked a field goal, and they won 17-14. Larry Wolf wins. Pickerington North is trailing Dublin Kaufman, however, 24-14.
I told you. That
why do you win? What do you win?
Because I picked the score. And I told you Davidson, well, they're another one of those teams. You cannot put them away because they refuse to quit. They're stubborn. They're just flat-out stubborn, and I love it. They play great defense, and they make you beat them. They don't beat themselves very often, although tonight they fumbled in overtime. So,
Pierce, 10-yard pass to Myers, 8 plays, 63 yards, 2:05 off the clock. Hour with the PAT. It's 21-14. Last second edition is Sharp came on the field. It's looking heights only at 10 on the field. There's the kick. It dribbles around, scooped up at the 30, up across the 35, up to the 37-yard line. Ball's free at the 36. Newark Catholic thinks they have the football. There's a flag on the play, too. Could be a sideline warning with the flag, but we'll wait and see as the return was in the person of number 29, Caleb Malone, and we unsort the pile at the 36-yard line. Bodies intertwined at the 36. Down to 4, 3, 2, 1 body left, and that body has the football. And it belongs to the man that lost the ball, Caleb Malone. He's got it. And there's a penalty flag that we saw, too. I wonder if that was a sideline warning, because we saw a lot going on along the sidelines here.
Yep, it was. Now, is this the second one tonight?
There was one on Newark Catholic earlier. So I'm thinking we have one on each side now. Bruce Maurer says, sideline warning. Against Licking Heights.
He's just practicing his swimming stroke. That's all it is.
So we're tied one apiece on sideline warnings if you're scoring at home. First and 10 from the 35. 90 ticks left in the third quarter.
End over, unbalanced line here.
Yep, Minkins goes wide to the top. Last man through, that is Chapman, and he gets it up to the 28. Maybe Will extends to the 29. We'll see if it's a gain of 3 or 4 when they unsort the pile here. Going left to right with 119 left to go. Put it at the 29, make it 2nd and 6 from there.
You're seeing a Newark Catholic defense now where one guy is tackling the man and one guy is tackling the ball. They're trying to rip this ball out because they know they don't have the ability to drive it 80 yards, so they have to get a short field.
So it'll be 2nd and 6 from the 29. Ryder, the quarterback, has done a really good job leading this team. A couple of big plays have been courtesy of his legs and not his arm, too. Triple stack in the eye again. And we had motion. We had a false start on the offense. The right side of the offensive line left a little early. It was big number 55. Who started the dance early. That was Nate Pack.
Well, Nate's so big, he can't possibly hide. I mean, he's 6 feet, 270. And when he moves, it looks like he moved. You know, he can't fake it.
That is their 12th penalty now for 105 yards.
That's about 7 or 8 too many.
So mark it back to the 34-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and 11. Under a minute left to go into third. 40 seconds left to go. Ficken is wide to the bottom. Triple stack again. Second man through, gets the handoff. Boy, Larry nearly stripped again as they go through the gap there on the right-hand side, and you can see what we're talking about. One guy went low, the other guy went high to strip the football, and Goins on the carry that time. And is he going to get up, or is he cramping up? He's cramping up in his right leg and stays on the field. 17 seconds left to go. Medical staff came out before time was taken on the field. But Goins is down on the field at the 36-yard line. 15.7 left to go. Let's go back to Ryan Baker and Andy Resnick. And remember, stick around after the game for a late-night edition of the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. And, guys, what do you got going on score-wise?
Well, Reedy has just gone final. They have knocked off Liberty Union 35-7. Waterston has just taken a timeout. There's 57 seconds left. Benedictine has the ball first and goal at the 4, so we'll be interested to see what's going on there. Fisher Catholic, unfortunately, has lost their first of the year, 27-13, to their former coach, Tony Herbst, in Bern Union. And also, St. Charles doesn't look like they're going to get that third win of the year into the third quarter. They trail Washington Courthouse 21-7.
And here it's a battered and bruised Green Wave team that was maybe a little outmanned, yet they're hanging in. They're down 21-14, and that will end the third quarter because the clock starts up again after the injury timeout is over. And after 3, the margin is 7. Stick around for the fourth quarter here on the Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Third and 8. Ryder looks to throw to his left. Goes up across the 40. Contact at the 42-yard line and knocked out of bounds. Ryder says, was there some helmet-to-helmet here? No flag on the play as he goes out at the 42-yard line. It's going to be 4th down and 3 from there. 9 seconds into the fourth quarter. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Savaldi. Glad to have you aboard here from Licking Heights High School in scenic Pataskala off of Mink Street. And it'll be 4th down and 3. And do they bring the punt team out?
They do.
Yes. And how often have they punted tonight?
I don't think they have. Maybe once.
Ryder is out there for the 2nd time to punt. We'll see if he punts. He is the quarterback and the punter. The up man is Clayton Powell, who's a running back and wide receiver.
20, Grant Myers.
Ryder.
Got
it's blocked. Blocked on the play. Great pressure by Julian Brown. It rolls back inside the 15. It's on the 10. It's tried to scoop up by Ryder. And Brown's got it. And he squirms down to the 2, maybe the 1 yard line. Brown came through and blocked it. Ryder took his time getting the ball off. And Brown just smothered the ball. And then the ball scooted inside the 20 down to the 15 yard line. Ryder tried to scoop it up. It went away from him as he lost it off his fingertips, and then it just went inside the 10, dribbled to the 5. Brown tried to roll on top of it. What he did, you can't make any more forward progress once you recover the ball. So it'll be first and goal for the Green Wave inside the 3-yard line with 11:39 left to go. First and goal, and this is what you're talking about. The Green Wave would have to shorten the field, come up with the big plays, and Julian Brown came through. He looked like he was uncontested and had enough time to get in there. Well, Ryder took his time.
He was unblocked. He came off the edge, but he went right for the kick point. Perfect execution.
Backs from an eye this time. It is Canning. Gets the hand off and squirms. Does he break the plane for the touchdown? Waiting for a call. I think they're going to say he's down before he got into the end zone. So it'll be second down and goal. 11:28 left to go.
He should have been down at about the 3-yard line, but he bounced off the first two tacklers, spun around, and still got it back to the line of scrimmage and gained a yard.
First guy he bounced off of was his own offensive lineman. Second down inside the 1. And this time it is Pierce just forcing his way into the end zone, and it's 21-20 as Pierce takes it in for the touchdown with 11:11 left to go, and a chance now for Newark Catholic to tie this game at 21, and who'd have thunk it?
I'm not sure anybody in Licking Heights territory would have thunk it, but I'm telling you, this Green Wave team, they will not quit. They should be getting beat in this game.
I'll tell you what.
From a standpoint of players and all that good stuff, but I'm telling you,
Licking Heights has been their own worst enemy
yes,
tonight.
Absolutely. We talked about the penalties earlier.
Hour to tie the game at 21. Snap. Kick. It is up. We are tied at 21. 11:11 left to go. We'll take a break. Thanks for sticking around. What a game we have on the Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Guys, it is all over at Ohio Dominican as time runs off the clock. Benedictine kicks a field goal. They beat Waterson 17-14.
Wow. Well, if you're in the car from that game, listen to this one. Glad to have you aboard on AM 820 or stgabrielradio.com. We are tied at 21 apiece, Licking Heights and Newark Catholic. What a game this has been. Newark Catholic, Pierce on a 1 yard run, 2-play, 2 yard drive to 28 seconds off the clock after the blocked punt by Julian Brown.
I would squid this right down the middle of the field. There's nobody in the middle of the field. Everybody's outside the hashes, and it's going to be wet when they pick it up.
Howard's got it teed up. Here we go, tied at 21. Week number 5. And it's squirted around. It's knocked around. It's free. It's still free. Bouncing around. Newark Catholic, they have it at the 38-yard line. They kick it to the left-hand side, and the ball bounced off of one Licking Heights player and off of a Green Wave player, and then the third person to touch it corralled the ball along the far side of the field,
and it's anybody's
guess.
Newark
Catholic has the ball. There's about 15 people in a scrum over there.
Okay. Here we go. They have no business being in this game, yet they've got a chance to win it.
You know who was over there? Julian Brown was over there again.
Brown was over there.
First and 10, Green Wave at the 38-yard line. 11:03
Or Grant Myers, one of those two had to do something.
They have been the hands guys tonight.
We may have to give two awards out tonight.
Just going
to
say, we have to pick the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game. What a contest we have tonight. First and 10, Greenway from the Hornet 38-yard line. Three wide to the bottom. From the gun, Canning in the backfield to the right of Pierce. Rolls right, pressure on, blitz coming. Tuck tries to run, brought down from behind at the 39-yard line. Nothing there as Willison just rolled to the right side, followed the quarterback and brought him down. He'll lose one on the play.
Cody Wilson came off of the wide side there and just closed it down very nicely.
Then it was second and 11 now, Larry, from the 39-yard line. That play took way too long to materialize for the Green Wave. Do you look for that pass across the middle?
Either it's pass or it's going to be that draw play. The draw play has been a good play for them.
Shrink to the right side of the formation. Let's see if they do it again. Canning in the backfield. Nope. Pierce wants to throw.
Lats.
Looks underneath. Pass is complete. It goes to Pegger. Can't get away from the defender. Brought down by Goins right at the 36-yard line. Short gain on the play. It'll be third down from there. Third down with the ball resting at the 36. They need about eight for the first down.
I would expect it to dial up a blitz on this play to make Newark Catholic get rid of the ball early. So we've seen the blitzes come mostly up the gut.
So what play do you call if you think there's a blitz coming?
This is if they put the tight end into the boundary, the tight end screen will be open. Right now, 44, the tight end will be open.
Third and eight, three wide to the bottom. Tight end to the opposite side. Back to throw is Pierce. Looking across the middle, trying to buy time. Pressure's on. Rolls to his right. Looks. Guns on the out pattern. Has Pegger at the 30. To the 25. Down to the 23-yard line. Knocked down a bounce, and he has a Newark Catholic first down. The little engine that could keeps on. You know, it's funny to look at what this program has done in the past and call them the little engine when you've won state championships in 68, 78, 82, 84, 85, 86, 87, 91, and 07. They made the title game every year from 80 to 87. Eight volleyball, eight baseball state championships. But tonight, they're the underdog. First and 10 from inside the 22-yard line. Handoff on the delay. Goes to Canning. Mikey got to the 20.
Got a hold.
And that's it. And the flag rests at the 20 as well, too.
Tackle was made by Cody Ward. And Cody,
there's
Wilson.
The call for Bruce Maurer.
Catholic penalty holding.
What a contest this has turned out to be. 9:43 left to go. And we thought that Licking Heights would try to wear down Newark Catholic, but things didn't go the way the Hornets thought it would. And quite honestly, they shot themselves in the foot a number of times.
They've made enough mistakes with their penalties to keep Newark Catholic drives alive or to end their own drives when they had momentum. They had great momentum there in the third quarter. Should have put the game away.
Mark the ball back to the 30. They need to get it to the 13. It'll be first and 17. 9:29 left to go. Three wide to the top. Canning to the left of Pierce from the gun. Pierce rolling left, looking. Has a man open, and a pass overthrown, looking for Myers at the 14-yard line, maybe just a step ahead of Myers.
The ball hit him in the hands. It was on the outside. It could have been caught. I won't say it should have been caught, but it could have been caught. He was open. It would have gotten him probably to about a third and four.
He's got two touchdown
or
catches
second and four
on the night. In fact, one of those on the same pattern. So now it's second down and long with the ball resting at the 30-yard line. Play clock down to 15. Game clock reads 9:17. Tied at 21 in the fourth. The fans here in a frenzy.
Well, they need to get at least 15 yards here to put them in some kind of field goal range.
Three wide to the top again. Pierce rolling left. Looking. Gunning downfield. Pass up for grabs. And pass incomplete. The receiver was falling down on the play at the 16-yard line and falls incomplete.
Okay, now they've run that pattern twice in a row. They ran a go route on the outside, and they ran a triple level, a flat route, and then an intermediate route. Now they need to change that up and maybe run a wheel route and sit somebody in the hole.
Myers, the intended receiver. I like that idea of the throwback. You know, we've seen the draw.
Yep.
When they do that long delay and go with a diagonal run by Canning, but I think a pass back to their side might work. Right now they do have a wide side of the field at the top around the near hash going left to right. Fourth quarter, third down, 17 from the 30. Two to the top, one to the bottom, one back to the backfield. Pierce straight back to throw, looking across the middle, now looking left, now rolling, now tucking, now looking downfield again and throwing it up.
Man.
And trying to lead his man inside the 10, dives for the football, and comes up empty at the 5-yard line. And right now jerseys are almost obliterated by the dirt along the far side, but that could be either, it's either Pegger or Myers based on the dirtiness of the jersey. It's going to be Myers. So now it's fourth down, and field goal wise, you're looking at a 47-yard attempt.
You're at the 30. Now you can punt this ball and put them deep in a hole. You know, you could do that.
What do you do? You could.
I mean, I'm just saying a nice little pooch punt puts them down inside the 10 and forces them to go 90 yards in 9 minutes. Now they got plenty of time, but still forces them to go 90 yards without breaking down, getting penalties and all that good stuff.
Slater Evans checks in. Tyson Mummy checks in.
They got to hurry up. They're down to six.
Well, they get it off in time. Mummy can also throw the ball, remember, and they'll burn a timeout. They saw the play clock down to two, and they took a timeout. So they burn a timeout. That is their second timeout they've burned. They have just one remaining while on the other side. Licking Heights has their full complement of three timeouts. So with 9:01 left to go, tied at 21, it has been an active late night of high school football. Let's go to our own version of Fritz the Night Owl and Ryan Baker back in the studio. And, Ryan, what scores do you have for us now?
Well, Pickerington North just scored. They trail Dublin Kaufman, however, 31-21. That's one of the big games in the area. For the second week in a row, and Andy, you and I talked about this game earlier tonight, Gahanna has come from behind. They've got a 14-13 win or lead over Westerville Central right now. This game was huge for Gahanna.
You have to be really impressed how they can... I mean, their season was on the line last week, and they come from 21 down, win in double overtime, and tonight they're down again, and they know they're heading into a brutal OCC Ohio schedule. And so they're showing a lot of grit, so you have to be impressed.
And Larry, just for you, Hilliard Darby gets the win tonight. They beat Double Attaboy. Jerome 14-7.
Go Johnny Santagata.
And Andy, a good point, because Gahanna next week will play Pickerington Central on Thursday Night Lights. Fourth down and 17 from the 30. 9-0 left to go, and here we go. Too wide to either side. Back to throw. There's a flag on the play. Pierce rolling, throws it up for grabs, and is going to throw it away inside the 10-yard line. And we'll wait to see what the penalty flag is all about.
It's on North Catholic.
Illegal motion is the call. So it goes back to Licking Heights. All right. You're the Hornets. You're fired up right now. I never want to get a Hornet fired up, by the way.
No.
Is this the drive where you go triple stack and try to beat it down the field?
Absolutely. You make North Catholic stop your best play, which is a triple stack run. You still have the quarterback bootleg off of that. So, and that's your best runner. Ryder's been a great runner tonight. So,
don't forget, Larry is going to present the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game, the award courtesy of Martin. He's a former linebacker, a longtime supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. We bless the Mitchell family, too, with his wife, yeah, Mary Colleen, in the hospital right now.
Prayers go out.
First and 10 from the 30. This time, no triple stack. One back in the backfield from the gun. Ryder to keep. Up across the 30. Fights to the 31-yard line. Check, please. He'll go down right around the 32. He kept fighting and fighting, and the more he fought, the more the green wave came after him. But still, he's going to get some good forward progress as he backed his way across the 32 near the 33-yard line. So the last 2 yards, total effort, backing his way up to the 33. It'll be second down and seven from there. 8.5 left to go in regulation, tied at 21.
Well, North Catholic is ball hawking. They're trying to get that ball out. They know that it's going to be tough for them to drive the football, so they have to play on a short field.
Ryder now over the century mark, 10 carries, 103 yards. Wing to the other side, one man in motion, that's Chapman. He gets the hand up going from bottom to top, trying to turn the corner, and he's going to be wrestled down at the 34-yard line. Great lateral pursuit by that newer Catholic defense to shut him down. He could not turn the corner. There'll be under 8 minutes left when we snap it again.
Well, right now, you got Jacob Ryder is the leading candidate for Licking Heights, and I would think the two receivers, Myers.
I'd go Myers.
Or Julian Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, he blocked the punt and set up the tying touchdown right now. So
Myers made two great catches for touchdowns.
Yes,
and Pierce has been running a show on offense. Myers, four catches, 54 yards, two touchdowns. Third down and a short seven from just past the 33. Ryder, back to throw, looks on the out pattern. Pass is complete, but he went out of bounds. The catch is made by Kevin Carter, but he went out at the 39. It's going to be fourth down and one.
That's just a lack of awareness. Now, if you're Licking Heights, you got to go for this, and you got to make it happen.
If there's any play that is built for the triple stack eye, it's fourth down and one.
Yep, they're bringing
the beef patrols coming in.
Yeah, you got that right.
Well, Papa Yeboah is coming in at 6'2 and 250.
That'll work. That's beast.
CJ Kelly's coming back in at 6 feet 190. We got 6'7 and 310 in that offensive line, too. Fourth and one from the 39. Triple stack. Second man through. Has the first down. Churning and sliding. That's Goins. And Goins takes it up to the 45. Needed one. He got six. 7:23 left to go. The Hornets have a first down.
That doesn't hurt North Catholic. It just had to be a big play for Licking Heights. No, they had to get it, or it would have been a big play for North Catholic.
But if I'm Licking Heights, why am I not running that play pretty much every down right now?
I don't know. I think they heard you.
Triple sack again.
This could be the quarterback boot.
From the 45.
It is.
Coming around near side. And he slides down. His knee touched, I thought, at the 41-yard line. And yes, our center judge is going to say the knee did touch. A little late on the whistle there. But the knee did touch. Let's see where they mark it. At the 40, perhaps? He's going to lose five on the play. You called the play. And our center judge finally was able to say, yep, his knee did touch. And a good job by Marcus Wright to notice that.
I wasn't sure he was going to blow the whistle on that one.
In fact, I think it was Julian Brown who pointed, hey, his knee touched down. There's Brown at defensive end.
All 150 pounds of him.
The ball is almost as large as he is. Second down at 15, but he plays with more heart than you can imagine. On the keeper. Ryder trying to bounce it outside.
There he
is. Not going to do it. Julian Brown, downtown Julian Brown, makes the hit back inside the 38-yard line.
Now, Julian Brown just fought off an offensive tackle who's 6'4", 255. He got both of his hands in his chest, played down the line, and made the tackle on the ball carrier at 158 pounds.
Getting low and leverage are so important. As we approach the top of the hour, you are listening to WVSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. As we hit the 11 o'clock hour, with 5:56 left to go in regulation, we are tied at 21.
See, North Catholic may be losing games now occasionally, but they're not losing. You know what I mean? They're just getting beat. The clock's running out on them.
Third down and 16 from the 39. Ryder wants to throw, looks long downfield, has a man, makes the catch and strike inside the 20. It's sharp to the 10, the 5, and Zion takes it in for the touchdown. Some 61 yards for the score with 5:31 left to go, 27-21.
A great seam route. He came right out of the slot and went right down the seam. I think he was cramping up as he was going in the end zone. He is cramping up.
Sharp looked like he was shot out of a cannon.
Yep.
He's having a hard time making it off the field.
Yep. He was cramping up all the way down the last 30 yards. He was cramping. They still couldn't catch him.
Willison to make it a 7-point lead. Snap, kick. It is up, and it is good. 28-21 the tally here. But Newark Catholic will get the ball back with another chance. They have one timeout remaining in this one. Ryan, I know it's a late night for you guys, and I know the scoreboard is coming up after the game. Any information as to how long you're going to go, and what are some of the scores you want to tease us with before we end this one?
Well, Randy, it's looking like we're going to be here till midnight tonight because, well, we've already hit the 11 o'clock hour, and we don't even know when this one is going to be over out there with you guys. But a lot of great games going on. Eastmore has a 20-14 lead over Walnut Ridge. Of course, the Kaufman and Pick North score. We're getting a lot of finals. It looks like DeSales is going to go down as they trail with 2 minutes left, 35-14. It's going to be a quick scoreboard show after the long night we've had here in week five, but a long night of some really good games, and Newark Catholic playing tough tonight. It's very impressive.
We've had over 5 hours of coverage tonight. If you appreciate that on AM 820, let everybody know. If you're not thrilled, I'm sorry, but that happens, and God has given us some thunder and lightning and delayed the contest tonight. Ryder, 61 yards to Sharp, 7 plays, 70-yard drive. The kick is dribbled along the ground, scooped up at the 23, up to the 25, and to the 27-yard line. Short return on the play of about 4 yards. And by the way, that was a 7-play, 70-yard drive for the touchdown. It'll be 1st and 10, green wave now. They'll start from just across the 27-yard line. 5:22 left to go, down 28-21 in this one. They're going to mark it actually closer to the 28. We'll call that the line of scrimmage. Now, so 1st and 10 from there.
If you have a trick play, if you have a hook and ladder,
instead of waiting till the last play, now's a good time to do it because the defense isn't aware that it's going to happen right now. I mean, now's a good time to just run the old, whatever trick play you might have, this would be a good time to do it.
Three to the top, one back in the backfield. On a first and 10 from the 28. Canning on the delay across the 30. Puts his head down and is brought down across the 34 near the 35-yard line. Hit made on the play for Licking Heights by number six, Chase Stradwick. Stradwick makes the hit, but still a first down gain of almost 6 yards. It'll be second down and four from there. All of a sudden, a momentary hush settles over the crowd as everybody garners more oxygen for the stretch drive under 5 minutes left. Up over center, Tyler Clark, 5'8", 199, and a junior. He's played a lot larger than that tonight. Three wide to the top, one back in the backfield, Canning to the left of Pierce. And we had motion up front. Did we have a false start? Yes, we did. I think on the offense, march it back five. A flinch, cost them five. It'll be second and nine from back of the 29.
That's a big penalty because they had a chance at second and four to really, you know, stay with the running game and get the first down.
I know there's 4 minutes left, but you only have one timeout. Is this four down territory here?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely four down territory. You can't afford to punt it away unless you go two or three quick incompletions here.
Buchanan in with the play. He goes to the top. Pegger goes to that side as well, too. Canning in the backfield. Looks like Myers is taking a play off. Pierce looks, guns, pass. Where is it? Incomplete. There were three guys there. Pegger didn't even know the ball was there. It was thrown a little behind him. He nearly turned around and had the ball hit him in the arms.
Third down.
Well,
flag on the play.
And there's a flag at the end of this play.
Slater Evans did an out route, and the ball went right past his ear. He could have caught it. It's on the defense.
A face mask call on the defense.
On his penalty, face mask.
It's the 5 yard penalty. So mark it up to the 34 yard line. So you're back, Larry, to your second and four.
Right.
Do you like that delay running play to Canning in a situation like this?
The problem is they don't have a home run hitter. You know what I mean? If he could have enough speed to crack it. Yes, but I don't think he does.
But don't you just need 4 yards? You got to worry about moving
four
the sticks.
For sure, yes.
Second and
blitz.
Four.
Blitz off the outside.
Pierce back to throw. Gets away from the blitz and the pass incomplete at the 39-yard line intended on the play for Slater Evans.
You know, Mikey Channing is doing a phenomenal job picking up blitzes. I'm telling you, he's running the ball, he's playing defense, he's picking up blitzes, he's blocking. Good football player.
How about the job by Lucas Pearson? Right now, if you're Myers, should you draw two defenders defensively?
Probably not. And the only reason I say that is because you probably don't have enough other guys to cover everything. Here comes another blitz.
Third and four blitz from the outside. Pierce looking, gunning, and just threw that kind of into the turf, it looked like. He was looking for Myers, but bounced the ball about 4 yards in front of him. Pierce now is 12 of 34 passing, 148 yards.
Now you'll punt it in this situation because you're at 4 minutes, and you just ran three plays in about 15 seconds. So.
Well, I saw this last night, and Academy did it, and they never saw the ball again until it was too late because Whitehall scored a second touchdown to make the cushion 14 points. Heinerman is in to punt. See who the up guys are. Those are big guys up front. So the three up men do not look like potential guys to throw a pass or run. Heinerman's got the snap. Pressure up the middle. Gets it off. Line drive kick. And it's going to hit. And dribble inside the 30. And again, they had three men deep, and still nobody could return the ball because the far man slipped down trying to go. And there's a flag at the end of the play at the 32-yard line. That could be sideline interference.
Yeah.
If I saw that signal right, that's what the hands behind the back are. We'll wait and see from Bruce Maurer. Sideline interference is the call. That is the penalty I haven't seen called in 7 years.
I'm trying to figure out what the difference between that and...
So mark the ball to the 29-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 from there. 3:50 left to go, and again, Newark Catholic only has one timeout. If I'm the Hornets, I come out with a triple stack and triple that stack and triple it again and get an order of fries to go. Second man through, gets the handoff, comes up to around the 29, and Wilson will fall forward to about the 30-yard line. Took up about four on the play, second down and six. Now, the ball continues to evaporate.
Wilson was double, what we call double skinning the ball that time. He had both arms around it. He's not going to let him rip the ball out of his hands, but you can still do it. You just got to be determined to pull that ball out.
Clayton Powell will check in with the play, give it to Ryder. Second down and six. Don't forget, Larry's going to award the Good Hands player of the game with the award after this contest. Ryder, of course, is in the running. It could be somebody from Newark Catholic if you want to talk to head coach Ryan Aiello even. Second down and six. That is totally up to you. Triple stack again. Second man through gets the handoff. That's Wilson fighting. Got up to the 34-yard line and pushed back from there.
He's a yard short, and we're going to see that triple stack again. You know, Newark Catholic has to jump a gap here. They have to take a chance at jumping a gap and maybe making a turnover before the quarterback can get rid of the football.
What are your thoughts on the Martin J. Mitchell good hands game at this point?
At this point, it's got to be Jacob Ryder. I mean, the quarterback's thrown for a whole bunch of yards, had some passing touchdowns, some rushing touchdowns.
Third and one, triple stack again for the first down. This time, Ryder and the keeper.
He didn't get it.
He got pushed in the back by his teammates, and Ryder doesn't have it.
He didn't get it.
He is sitting with his butt at the 35-and-a-half yard line. So based on that, I got to think it's fourth down and about a foot at least.
It's fourth down and a foot.
And we have an official's timeout as the ball is sitting just across the 35. From this vantage point, he is short, but I think we're going to have the chains brought in. But I'm going to take a shot at it here and say he's short by about half the length of the football.
Yep. Yep.
The chains will come in from the far side. 2:20 left to go in this contest.
Depends on who painted the lines, too, because, you know, sometimes those lines aren't perfectly straight. I know, because I painted lines for a long
years. Well, that explains it right there.
Well, that's right.
And here come the sticks from the far side. And they hold the football down. They extend the chains, and it's short by about half the length of a football. So with 2:20 left to go, it is fourth down and less than one. And here you got to think a first down will ice it.
It'll ice it. You're sure. Right now, Jacob Ryder has 195 yards passing and a touchdown, 97 yards rushing and a touchdown. So he's got to be our guy.
Yeah, I guess so. I just hate to overlook the great effort by Pierce filling in a quarterback and also Myers, too. But I think you're right. It has to go to Ryder. So Ryder on the storm tonight.
Oh,
comes through. But let's see if the Green Wave have
one last
ounce of energy in them to hold. Can they go low? Can they submarine?
They're going to do all that.
The first down.
They're going to do all that.
They re-huddle again. 12 on the play clock. I assume he calls his own number in a triple stack. We'll find out. And officials blowing whistles. And now Newark Catholic opts to make their third and final timeout happen here and now with 2:01 left to go in this contest. So 2 minutes left to go basically in this game. You burn a timeout. I'm sure you've tried to give speeches like this.
Sure.
If you're Ryan Aiello, what do you tell your team?
Well, you're gonna definitely low gap, both A gaps. So you're gonna put guys in on each side of the center, and you're gonna try to drive the center back into the quarterback. Hope for a mishandle of the snap or a fumble of some kind. You don't want him to get an easy quarterback sneak. Your middle linebacker is going to push both of those guys forward, and he's going to go over the top and try to make sure the quarterback can't jump in the air. And then after that, it's just basically a jailbreak. You're hoping for something good to happen.
So it is fourth down and less than one.
But your two biggest guys are going to be in the A gaps.
At the 36-yard line, 2:01 left to go. Whistles as both teams are now told to come back out on the field. Ryder comes out with his offense. They go directly to the line of scrimmage. No huddle. They've just had a huddle with their head coach. Triple stack the eye again. One pushes the other, probably pushes Ryder. Ryder, and there's the shove,
ooh,
and there's the push. And I don't know. We'll see. I think the second effort may have gotten him the first down across the 36, and indeed, that is the call. Move the stick with 1:55 left to go. And, boy, talk about a valiant effort by Newark Catholic. We take a look at it again, and they lost 20-2 to Seneca East, but to Academy, they lost by 2, 16-14. To Watkins Memorial, they lose 12-7. And here they're going to lose by a late touchdown, 28-21, if things don't change. Right now, if you're the Green Wave, you just tackle the football. First and 10 for the 36. Larry's going to head down to the field now and talk to the head coach here in Waters and also present the Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands Player of the Game Award. And they're checking out the clock. And with five, they snap the ball to keep it on the ground and trying to tackle the football is Pierce from the secondary. Not able to, but he tackles Wilson as well, too, at the 42-yard line. It'll be second down from that spot. They're going to mark it at the 43, but it's almost academic at this point with 1:14 left to go. They'll have to snap it at least one more time, maybe twice. But again, good job by Ryder right now. He's just looking at the play clock and also the back judge, too. Just in case you need any validation that the play clock is correct, remember the back judge raises his hand when there's 5 seconds left to snap the ball. He looks up, takes the snap, actually makes a handoff this time, and he hands it off to Goins. Goins to the 44-yard line. And the fans here on the near side are saying, just take a knee. There are vocal fans here. We have more coaches here than we have fans in the stands at Licking Heights with 42 seconds left to go. And the ball is set for play again with 38 seconds left to go. So they will have to snap it one more time. It'll be third down. They need a couple. And all they have to do here is take a victory formation knee. And it'll force a fourth down, but Newark Catholic can no longer stop the clock. A valiant effort by the Green Wave. Play clock down to 6, 5, 4. They may just burn a timeout. 3, 2, 1. And they'll take a timeout. They burn a timeout with 12.2 seconds left to go in this contest. So they take their first one. Missouri Wolf is working his way down to the field. One thing you have to do here is you have to go down around the fence and then back around to get back onto the field to play. You have to go down beyond the end zones. So it's a bit of a traverse for the elderly gentleman who has probably done his Emmy-winning job here tonight with his insights, not only during this contest, but also before this game with the extended pregame that we had. Remember, folks, our preview started at 6 o'clock tonight. We were live from the stadium at 6:45. We didn't kick this thing off until 8:28. And Larry now is working his way across the track. And Larry, how's it feel down there, sir?
It's pretty muddy. The field actually has held up pretty well, but there's standing water in a lot of places here by the sideline, so I can imagine that the middle of the field's pretty muddy.
Don't get any closer to the field. I don't want a sideline warning on you, too.
Oh, why not? It's only another penalty. What the heck?
Third, they may see you up at Licking Heights. Third down and two. 15 seconds left to go. Victory formation now. Ryder will just take a knee. Call it a game, and he does so, and hand the ball to Bruce Maurer, our referee. And that will make this game history as Newark Catholic comes up just short, 28-21, the final in this one on curfew night here in Pataskala with 11-16 on my watch and a late start to this contest. And Larry Wolf congratulating the officials before he talks to the head coach.
Well, I got to talk to my old umpire boys here, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Normally we can't see each other. You know, we don't have very good eyesight. But
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So it's the final at 28-21, and Larry's going to hunt down Darren Waters, the head coach of Licking Heights, as they get the victory. They advance to 4-1 on the season. And Ryan Aiello and his Green Wave boy, talk about a gutsy performance. They fall to 1-4, and they gave it their all tonight. They have nothing to be ashamed of with the tremendous effort they have. Both teams now at midfield shaking hands, and I gotta say, there's a lot of fight in this Green Wave. You look at the record, and boy, it's a misnomer considering the way they have played this season and the adversity they've had to overcome, losing a quarterback last week. And I tell you what, for a wide receiver, Mr. Pierce is an outstanding quarterback as well, too. So 4-1 the mark for Licking Heights, 1-4 for Newark Catholic on the campaign. And we'll see what happens for Newark Catholic next week when they take on Utica at Wide Field in that contest.
Hey, Darren.
And Larry is down on the field right now trying to get a hold of the head coach. And he's walking away from Larry because he's met Larry Wolf before and he knows what it's like. Larry's going to turn on the speed and take the ball inside the 40-yard line and work his way down along the sidelines to see if he can get the head coach of the squad. Meanwhile, when we have a second, Ryan, I know you've got scores and more coming up, so we'll get to you in just a second, Larry, if that's okay. Ryan, do you have a score you can tease us with real fast?
Yeah, Randy, we're in here. We're just floored by what's going on here in Week 5. But Eastmore just beat Walnut Ridge. They had the ball inside the 10 with 10 seconds left, and they did a fake field goal and scored a touchdown to win the game. So Eastmore hands Walnut Ridge their first loss, 26-20 tonight in that one.
That is a surprising score to me. I saw Walnut Ridge earlier in the season. I thought they had a lot of talent. They took on a Mifflin team that was undermanned, that only dressed 24 players that particular night. But Walnut Ridge seemed to have everything going their way this season, so I thought they were headed for a star-studded campaign and another postseason trip. And who says they won't make it to the second party as it is anyway? But right now, Larry, it looks like Coach Waters is talking to his team. He's probably not very happy. They won the game, but when you look at the penalties, they had 13 penalties for 110 yards in this contest. And let's go to Larry right now, standing by with Coach Waters.
I'm here with Coach Darren Waters, and it was a not a very artful 28-21 victory, but a victory nonetheless.
No, we talk to our kids. There's a lot of people out there that ask about stats. They want to know rushing yards, passing yards, that type of thing. We tell our kids there's one stat that counts since the scoreboard at the end of the evening. Our guys did what they needed to do. It was a sloppy game. We did a lot to hurt ourselves, but when we needed to make a play to seal the game, we made a play, and our defense made a few nice stands for us.
Well, the man of the hour was your quarterback, Jacob Ryder. I mean, he threw the ball well. The big pass in the fourth quarter, right on the money. It was a perfect pass against a pretty good defense. And, you know, the Newark Catholic team, you knew they weren't going to quit. So it was going to be a four-quarter battle all night.
Oh, yeah. You know, Newark Catholic football, I mean, it's one of the best programs in the state of Ohio. There's a lot of tradition there that those kids have to live up to. You know, that's one of the things we've been sharing with our kids. We've tried to establish a pretty good tradition here at Licking Heights and make them understand there's a lot of people they represent past, you know, and in the future when we're out here.
Well, yeah, the little kids that are sitting in the bleachers are obviously looking up these guys. Well, tonight, Jacob Ryder is our Martin J. Mitchell player of the game, and so you can present this to him in the locker room on behalf of Martin J. Mitchell.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, man. Good luck.
Larry, thank you very much. We'll take one final break. Come back one last time here to Licking Heights. 28-21, the final tally. This is the Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Prayer is a conversation, and a conversation goes two ways. We speak and we listen. But how do we listen to God? Do we look for signs? I just saw a leaf blow across the street. Am I supposed to leaf my boyfriend? I guess God can use signs, but for the most part, he speaks more simply than that, through Scripture. Every day, before anything else gets into your head, I want you to start by opening the Gospel According to iPhone. It's all right there. Just Google Gospel from Daily Mass. It's really short. Read it. Ask God what he's saying to you through his word, and then talk to him from your heart. Make that a daily habit, because if it's not, it'll never happen. Now, you might be thinking, I'm not a monk. I can't pray every morning. Look, I know you're not. That's why I'm only asking you for something that takes about 2 minutes. And if you do that every day, I promise you, it will change your life. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
And welcome back one final time to Licking Heights High School. It's all over, and the Hornets prevail over the Green Wave of Newark Catholic, 28-21. It was not easy, but Larry, look at the numbers. It was 2-1 in favor of Licking Heights in total offense, 328-167. Hornets had 233 on the ground, 195 rushing. Actually, that would be 428, then, wouldn't it? There you go, 428. And you look at the total offense for Newark Catholic, 167. They had 19 yards rushing, 148 passing, 21-12 in first downs in favor of Licking Heights. 13 penalties accepted for 110 yards, 6 for 40 for Newark Catholic. 2 turnovers by Licking Heights in the second half. That nearly was costly. 1 by Newark Catholic. And you look at some of the final individual stats. Pierce, 12 of 35 passing, 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ryder, 11 of 17, 195 and a touchdown. 14 carries for 98 yards and a score. And Larry, your final thoughts about this exciting game in Week 5?
Well, make no mistake about it. The better team won this game. But the team that played better tonight was Newark Catholic. I mean, they made more out of less. You know, they turned the ball over to their offense. Their defense was ball hawking all night. They blocked a punt. They did everything they could possibly do to just stay close, because when we talked earlier, you know, we both thought this might be one of those 40-14 kind of deals, because this Licking Heights team has a lot of talent. They've got some foot speed. They've got a quarterback who can throw it and run it. They've got some big, strong kids. And North Catholic was outmatched.
That's the good news. The better news for North Catholic is they're just not. I was talking to Coach Boyer, and he said they're just not smart enough to know they can't win. They just think they're going to win every time out because they're North Catholic, and you got to tip your hat to kids that play like that. They play with a chip on their shoulder, and they play hard every single snap. So hats off to North Catholic. They came up short, but they had a valiant effort tonight.
Larry, outstanding job. There's a cup of cocoa with your name on it waiting at home, sir.
Do we have marshmallows with that?
You got it. All big right. or tiny, whatever you want. Thank you for a great effort. Thank you to everybody out here. A great crew. It's been a long night. It's going to get a little longer because Ryan and Andy have scores coming up around the corner on the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. I think those guys are probably going to go to 12:30 now, so it'll be Saturday morning scoreboard. Thank you again, everybody here at Licking Heights High School. And Mary Colleen Mitchell, God bless you. You are in our prayers tonight. 28-21, the final score. I'll say it one last time. This has been the Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week for a CCL battle as St. Charles travels to DeSales. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show next.